Spring, the east-west highway right near Colesville Road. There's a crash. The pedestrian is struck, we're told. 66 eastbound at Nutley Street, an accident moved to the shoulder. And in Dumfries, 95 northbound at 234, there's a crash, albeit on the shoulder. Mass Transit, no serious delays. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear, chilly this morning, sunny and chilly this afternoon. At 52 out there is about 7 degrees below average. Tonight, mid-30s, outside the Beltway, colder. Tuesday, increasing clouds, 52, but very mild on Wednesday, finally. More clouds, day and sun, highs upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Leesburg, 29 in Bethesda, 35 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Pella Windows. Stormy Daniels says, she has no reason to lie about her alleged affair with Donald Trump. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Joining us at 8:05 in 1 hour, Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. We'll talk about President Trump choosing to sign the omnibus bill. Will gun issues impact the midterms? And why did those anti-gun marchers ignore all the legislation about guns that was passed in the omnibus? Probably because they didn't know about it. At 8:15, Matthew Post, a student member of the Montgomery County School Board, was a speaker at the March for Our Lives. He joins us. At 8:35, RNC Chair Ronna Romney McDaniel is with us. We'll talk to her about their take on the omnibus and the upcoming midterms. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese. He's back.
You were 27, he was 60. Were you physically attracted to him?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Did you want to have sex with him?
No. But I didn't say no. I'm not a victim. I'm not.
It was entirely consensual.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That was Stormy Daniels last night on 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper. The long-awaited, much ballyhooed interview on 60 Minutes. Joining us now to break it all down, Katie Fang, an NBC legal contributor, trial lawyer, and a partner at Berger Singerman based in Miami, Florida. Katie, good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Excellent. So your initial takeaways from the Stormy Daniels interview last night.
Well, so, you know, I was a little deflated. I mean, there was so much hype done by Michael Avenatti,
yes,
her lawyer, going into this interview. I mean, it's not like I have a salacious nature to myself and I wanted to hear something juicier, but I really thought there would be more to it. But I will say this. As a lawyer, I was exceptionally interested in hearing the timeline, the chronology, and the focus on when did that threat of physical harm happen? Because if it happened before, which it sounds like it did, the execution of the settlement agreement, that can be the grounds to invalidate the agreement.
If it happened before, so in 2011 is when this supposed man approaches Stormy Daniels in a Las Vegas parking lot and says, leave Trump alone, forget the story, looks at her baby and says, that's a beautiful little girl. It'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. Now, this was Stormy's allegation. But if you, Katie, I know you noticed this in the interview yesterday. Anderson Cooper did a good job of pointing out that Stormy Daniels has signed, I think, three statements now denying all of the very allegations she made last night in that interview. So her credibility, including according to her lawyer, has been called into question, and deservedly so.
Yeah, so you're always going to be worried as a lawyer when you're looking at a client. How's the client going to come across? It's not just to the public at large. It's to a judge, a jury. And in this particular case, if it ends up successfully being in an arbitration, an arbitrator is a person. It's a human being. I mean, you're supposed to put your biases and your sympathies aside when you serve as an arbitrator, when you serve as a juror. But if you know, if you watch that 60 Minutes interview and you've been following this case or the history of this case, you know that she did sign statements denying that there was hush money paid to her and denying that she ever had a relationship with now President Donald Trump. And so now her credibility, her veracity, her ability to tell the truth is being called into question, and rightfully so. Any rational person would say, why would she sign those statements? Why would she now say she's telling the truth? Are you telling the truth now, or were you telling the truth back then? That's exactly how you ask it in cross-examination. But I know, Vince, that will be thoroughly explored by lawyers for Trump, and lawyers for Essential Consultants LLC during the course of any deposition that she's going to have to sit for.
And I think most people who are not lawyers, people like myself, I look at this and my take on this is you took the money, you cashed the check, you signed away your rights in exchange for that $130,000. And that was fine for you for 11 years. So since that, she signed it in 2016, but she still took the money and walked away. To come back now and say, oh, well, I'll give you the $130,000 back. How can you do that? That's like saying I bought the car, I drove it for a year, but I decided I don't like it. So I'll give you the car back. You give me my money back. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, so some people obviously call it what? Buyer's remorse, just like your example, right? I bought the car, drove it off the lot. Yeah, you know what? I test drove it for a year. I don't dig it. But here's the thing. Legally speaking, you're right. Was the money paid? Was consideration given? Consideration being defined as the money? Yes. But now let's unwrap that a little bit more. If the money that was provided by Michael Cohen, who by his own admission, uncontroverted, he says, it was out of my own pocket. I took out a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, to pay this money. I was never, ever reimbursed by Trump individually or by the Trump campaign. Now the question is, did that $130,000 payment constitute a campaign finance violation? Was it illegal? Because that can affect the consideration. That can affect whether or not a valid contract was satisfied if there was a violation of the laws for that money that was given. It's a little bit in the weeds, guys, when it comes to the legal stuff, but it's important, and it is a distinction with a difference, and it's something that's going to have to be more fully explored, maybe through a deposition of Michael Cohen.
But see,
and so there's a lot more left to be seen than just what we heard last night on that 60 Minutes interview.
But Katie, this is where I felt like that interview got twisted into a pretzel, because Anderson Cooper, what happened was in that second segment, they tried to explore the very legal things that you're talking about. This notion that the money was given, and is it an in-kind contribution, and the fact, you know, Michael Cohen's been Trump's lawyer forever. He's been his personal lawyer for a long time, predating all of this running for office stuff. You know, basically, you have to kind of contort that money into that's a campaign donation because the issue itself would have impacted the presidential campaign. It just seems like there's a lot of logical leaps that have to be made in order to establish that that was somehow illegal, and the press is sort of desperately trying to make that the case.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, you do have to kind of peel the layers back of that onion. Some people will have the patience to go through that. Some people won't. Some people will say exactly what we heard Mary say, which is she took the 130, and it's very telling that she offered to give the 130 back as a part of a, quote, settlement offer to Michael Cohen the other day and to Donald Trump the other day. So the fact that she offered to give the money back is an acknowledgement in and of itself that she took the money. So why take the money? Why stay silent, by the way, since October of 2016, why sign documents or statements, you know, claiming that none of it ever happened and denying that it's hush money, and then now say that that's the case? Well, listen, every person gets their day in court. We offer that opportunity through our judicial system. Some people think it's a frivolous system. Some people think it has merits. But either way, you slice it, you'll always have your day in court. Maybe it won't be in court per se for Stormy Daniels, but she'll definitely have the chance to explore these issues either in the arbitration setting or in court. And exploring those issues, and what I mean by that, Vince and Mary, is discovery.
Yeah.
She can conduct discovery in an arbitration setting. So things like depositions, questions that must be answered under oath, et cetera, can be served, can be a part of the process. And so, again, I maintain, I think there's still more to be determined other than just what we heard last night.
Yeah, and well, simultaneously, we also heard her say that she has had business opportunities that have never before been presented to her thanks to all of this. Katie, real quickly, how did this fall? Is this better or worse for Trump after that interview aired last night?
You know, if calling balls and strikes, because I try really hard to do that. I try to stay objective about this. I'm going to say that it actually was for Trump's benefit. And let me tell you why. Although I do think to some extent she came across credible, I think a lot of people were waiting for a gotcha Perry Mason moment last night. It didn't happen. So a lot of people are going to say, huh, maybe Trump is right. Maybe there is something. Maybe there's nothing there, and that's why he says nothing. Although I do think that his silence is a little bit deafening right now. Like, I do think that his silence, he could say it never happened. He did say that, but I don't really think that he could explore it a little bit more. But to answer your question, I think it actually, if you had to say whose column it came down on, I'm going to put the check mark on the Trump column.
I think it did help him, too. Katie Fang, thank you. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Always.
7:15 now on WMAL, WMAL Traffic and Weather, every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to our traffic expert, Art Andrews, in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good old Art. All right, let's tell you about the weather. How about that? Let's jump into this. Sunny today, high of 52 degrees tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 34. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day. A high of 52 degrees, currently in the nation's capital. It's 34, 7:16 on WMAL.
Get sound retirement tips on the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
All right, I'm going to talk to you about a story that's been bouncing around, being thrown around like a stone all weekend, skipping along the water. There's a Pennsylvania school district which stocks its classrooms with rocks to combat potential school shooters. Have you heard about this one?
I think the business model is based on the Middle East.
Yes, it's a stoning. It's a stoning for school shooters. If you shoot up a school in Pennsylvania, you will be stoned.
Well, isn't that what the little children do in the dusty streets of the Middle East? They throw rocks at the Israeli soldiers, right? Isn't that what they do?
This school district in Pennsylvania, the Blue Mountain School District in Schuylkill County, they have 5-gallon buckets of river rocks in their school district's classrooms.
River rocks are big.
Yeah, but they're nice and smooth because they've been worn down by the water.
Well, this way they won't hurt the shooter.
So
they won't cut them.
Skipping stones they can throw at the... If an armed intruder... This is real. If an armed intruder attempts to gain entrance to any of our classrooms, they will face a classroom full of students armed with rocks, quote, and they will be stoned. And they will be stoned. Listen, here's David Housel, the superintendent of the school district.
Every classroom has been equipped with a 5-gallon bucket full of river stone. If an armed intruder attempts to gain entrance to any of our classrooms, they will face a classroom full of students armed with rocks, and they will be stoned.
I'm sure they will. Here's more from the superintendent.
At one time, I just had the idea of river stone. They're the right size for hands. Uh-huh. You can throw them very hard, and they will create or cause pain, which can distract.
And the kids have lots of practice at the shooting range. They skip them. I've gotten 6 skips once with one of those things.
And you remember it. the problem with this, and we can laugh at it, and I kind of understand the thinking behind this. I understand it. I understand where they're going. But the point is a student would have to expose themselves to the shooter in order to throw the rock instead of hiding behind a desk, because we know that bullets can't go through desks. They would have to leave the protection of the bulletproof desk in order to expose themselves to the shooter to throw the rock at the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm just saying that might be a little bit of a, just an unintended consequence. Maybe didn't think it all the way through.
But what if the shooter has paper with them?
Oh, well, then
it's over.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
He wins. I mean, you're right. This is the belief that the students not only will throw rocks, they'll have the wherewithal to throw rocks. In the midst of an active shooter, they'll jump up and each grab a rock and become an armed formation of rock throwers. Throwing rocks at a shooter. I mean, doesn't it seem a lot more likely that other students are likely to get hit in crossfire from rocks? I mean, what is this about?
Well, they all have helmets that they don don throw the rocks. Here's the thing: is when, in all seriousness, when you see the kids doing this in the Middle East, you know, throwing the rocks at the Israeli soldiers, the Israeli soldiers aren't going to shoot at the kids. This guy is in the school to shoot at children, so he would love the kids popping up and showing themselves and make them easier targets.
Here's how some of the students are reacting.
It matters because it'll help us protect against the school and stuff. I mean, anything helps.
Anything.
Rocks are better than books and pencils.
I guess that's
absurd. Arm the teachers.
It's absurd. Arm the teachers. See, there's one student who has an idea that would probably actually work rather than arming the kids with rocks. By the way, the media attention for all of this, we're not the only place. This has been going on for a bit here. Blue Mountain School District Superintendent David Housel, who I mentioned, he said in a statement now that posted on their website that there will be extra security starting today and, quote, into the near future. All of the media attention has increased our concern regarding the possibility that something may happen, they write. So he says the district's going to continue to evaluate the situation moving forward, starting Monday and into the near future. We have arranged for additional armed security for our buildings. We will continue to reevaluate the situation moving forward. Please be assured the safety of our students and staff is of paramount importance to us. So they've decided, given all of the media scrutiny, that maybe they'll actually add some armed security to the school.
Never happen. I agree. Listen, I think that we should have armed security in the schools. You know that. And I think that that makes a lot more sense. I would much rather have a teacher in that school that is armed and knows how to use a gun as opposed to having my child stand up and throw a rock at the bad guy.
Yeah.
Just think it makes more sense.
Yeah. Throwing rocks? That's the defense mechanism?
And I understand, oh, if everybody stands up and throws the rock at the same time, I understand how that can be, get it, but I don't think it's much of a deterrent to a guy who is armed and is hell-bent on killing children. He's going to shoot at the kids.
All right, today, kids, we're going to be fashioning prison shanks. Everyone gets to make their own prison shank at their desk.
It's part of art class.
We will not be supplying the materials. You'll have to find them in the classroom, sneak them to your desk, and shave them into a shank for when the shooter comes
out. Do we give them a knife to whittle the shank, or they have to do it like on the edge of the desk?
No, you need to trade cigarettes for knives, if you can get that. Some sort of defense weapon that you can fashion yourself.
And they've been apparently doing this. This has just come to the media's attention, but this has been going on for a while. And yeah. This is not something new in that school.
It's weird. All this scrutiny, and now they're adding armed protection. Huh. 722 on WMAL.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Well, there's a reason year after year, local home buyers and sellers choose a man named Frank Prindle. In fact, there are endless reasons that you should trust Frank. You see, when you love what you do, it shows. And Frank's passion for real estate has really translated into real results for his clients. I'll give you an example here. Retirees Noble and Peggy. They were ready to sell their D.C. home. So Frank advised them on small but very necessary repairs, and he sold their home in just 4 days and for $30,000 over list price. Pretty good. There's no risk to working with Frank Prindle. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. Not only does Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran exclusively support Frank Prindle in D.C., Frank's been endorsed by Sean Hannity of the Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say I trust Frank as well. So call the only agent that I'd call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. That's 855-234-SOLD. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
Spring freshness.
Is finally here, and it's a great time to give your rugs a deep down professional clean. And there's no one you can trust more than Hadid. For your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odor, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. And more good news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's up to 33% off. Come on, it's spring. Let's get those rugs cleaned. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today, and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thank you. Still problems with some traffic lights in the district. Wheeler Road Southeast at Barnaby Road. Be very careful there. Try to treat it as a four-way stop, if you will. 100 eastbound approaching 95. There is a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane. 295, the Anacostia Freeway northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge. A 10-minute commute. And southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's a 15-minute trip. Southbound 270 from 370 to the Beltway, a whopping 25-minute commute. Are you injured, can't work? Well, you may qualify for Social Security benefits. Call Bill Gorton and Associates and learn how. The number 800-932-1276, 800-932-1276. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Monday morning. We'll take this Monday morning with clear sky. We'll take it with sunshine this afternoon, 52, mid-30s tonight. Outlying areas will be even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
34 degrees in the nation's capital, 727 on WMAL.
The final four. All right. So yesterday, Villanova, number one seed Villanova over number three seed Texas Tech, 71-59 final score. Although in the first half, Villanova was giving me a heart attack. Yeah. you've got Kansas over Duke, 85-81. That went to overtime.
Crazy game.
Yeah, well, it should have been a good game because Kansas is number one, Duke number two. Yeah. Should have been a good game. Went to overtime, 85 Kansas over 81 Duke.
That's
so
right.
85 pushed, over 81.
And pushed the Stormy Daniels interview back.
Yes, it did.
Big news moment.
You have Michigan, number three Michigan, over number nine Florida State, 58-54. So listen, good for Florida State, a number nine seed playing a number three, and they hung in there. They lost by 4 points. And then the big game, of course, number nine Kansas State losing to number 11 Loyola Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They are rolling. Sister Jean, did you see the interviewer who asked Sister Jean what she gave up for Lent?
No, what'd she give up for Lent?
Losing.
Well, big time. Apparently so. Loyola Chicago. Who had Loyola Chicago in their Final Four?
From the Washington Post, the sports reporter that we talked to.
Did he really?
Yes. He said Loyola.
Matt Bonesteel.
Yes, that's it. Matt Bonesteel. I figured you know his name because you
love
his
guy.
Name. He said, if there's going to be any kind of upset, look to Loyola Chicago.
Wow.
They are totally underrated.
You know, I really should have listened to that guy because you remember there's this team called UVA. I picked them to go all the way. And I don't know why they didn't. Were they good, UVA?
Well, no. No. I'm actually hoping for the final Villanova Loyola. That's my hope.
All right, we'll see. I'm going to ask Bone Steel.
729 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
All right, it was the March for Our Lives this weekend. Some 200,000 people showing up because they want to change the Second Amendment and a whole lot more. We'll tell you about it. 7:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Adult film star Stormy Daniels is spelling out more details about her alleged affair with Donald Trump in 2006. Daniels spoke in a 60 Minutes interview that aired last night, but denied she is a victim.
She wants to be very clear about that. She says she's not a part of the Me Too movement, and this does not make her a part of the Me Too movement. And in fact, she says people who are trying to put her into that movement are actually hurting the women who do have valid complaints about the way they have been treated by men.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. President Trump is said to be thinking about expelling more than 20 Russian diplomats. This after the attempted assassination of a former Russian spy in the UK.
Will the White House expel Russian diplomats from U.S. soil? The National Security Council recommends it, and a number of European countries have already announced they will be doing so. This comes after a former Russian double agent and his daughter were poisoned in England. The UK ordered 23 Russian diplomats back to Moscow after concluding Russia was responsible. Governor John Kasich of Ohio.
The Russians and Vladimir Putin, they want to exploit our weaknesses, and not just our weaknesses, but the weaknesses of those in the West. This is very serious business.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
An early morning barricade situation in Northwest Washington is over. Police say no one was hurt. It's still unclear how the situation started in an apartment building on Connecticut Avenue a little before 1 this morning. An Air Canada flight made an emergency landing last night at Dulles Airport after a report of smoke in the cockpit, but no fire was found and everyone aboard the plane got off safely. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,533, the Nasdaq at 69.93. Sports sponsored by Tires Plus. Kansas and Villanova round out the NCAA Final Four with Sunday victories. NBA, the Wizards lose. NHL, the Caps take on the Rangers tonight. And the Nationals and Orioles wrap up their Florida exhibition season with wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Tires Plus offers quality name brand tires, brakes, batteries, and oil. And right now, through April 4th, you can get $20 off a lifetime alignment, which allows you to align your vehicle for as long as you own it. Other restrictions apply. See TiresPlus.com for offer details.
When you're overweight, every additional pound you gain is four times the pressure on your knees and ankles. That's why so many EMP 180 weight loss clients mention specifically how much better their knees feel after losing weight. This is Larry O'Connor, and for those of you with chronic knee pain, consider this. Losing just 10 pounds takes 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. EMP 180 weight loss is based on science. Using state-of-the-art technology, the EMP 180 team will evaluate your body composition and design a plan to get the weight off. Now, I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180. I feel better and have more energy to do the things I love. Trust me, whatever you like to do, hiking, gardening, it's all better when you feel your best. So do what I did and call EMP 180 Weight Loss today to begin the journey towards a healthy, pain-free life. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden LeafGuard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 13% on your entire Belden LeafGuard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden LeafGuard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, in Washington, Wheeler Road southeast at Barnaby Street. Watch out. Those problematic traffic lights are still causing problems. Just treat it as a four-way stop. 95 northbound at 234. An accident pushed over to the shoulder, but police are on the scene, and there is a bit of slowness there. The inner loop of the Beltway from 95 through 95 to 66. It is a 20-minute commute, 26 minutes your travel time on the outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur. Route 100 eastbound, approaching 95, a disabled vehicle taking out the left lane, the 270 spur southbound. Approaching Democracy Boulevard, we're still dealing with a very serious tractor-trailer crash. The right lane is blocked. The truck is over the guardrail and into a ditch. And Norbeck Road westbound in Rockville, between Belpre Road and Rocking Spring Drive, a crash blocking all lanes. Mass Transit on or very close to schedule. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Right now, clear sky, winning and clear sky winds through the day. Good-looking day. Temperatures trying to come up a few degrees to about 52. Chilly mid-30s tonight. Suburbs even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Arlington, 25 in Bowie, 34 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Joining us in about half an hour will be Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. We'll discuss President Trump's choice to sign the omnibus bill. A lot of people not happy about that. We'll also talk about gun issues impacting the midterms. At 8:15, Matthew Post will be with us. Now, Matthew spoke at the March for Our Lives, and he is the student member of the Montgomery County School Board. And at 8:35, RNC Chair Ronna Romney McDaniel is with us. We'll get the RNC's take on the omnibus and also their look ahead to the midterms. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
All right, that they do want a revolution, these kids that were marching on Washington on Saturday, the March for Our Lives. Again, about 200,000 people, well short of the 800,000 to a million we kept hearing from the press. The crowd estimates, again, at around 200K. But still, enough, a lot of them showing up. The big stage in Washington, D.C., marching down Pennsylvania Avenue, the infrastructure, the logistics for this thing, all well planned out by a bunch of adults, not the actual children who are participating in this and speaking from the dais. But here are some of them. Here is David Hogg, who we've heard so much of from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He got the day kicked off with an interview on ABC. Listen.
Today we are going to start a revolution. This is the beginning of a lifelong marathon, not only for me, but for my generation. We are sick and tired of the inaction here in Washington and around the country at different state capitals and in different cities, of politicians that are owned by the NRA and not listening to their constituents in the future of America. We are the children. We are making our voices heard, and we will change America with or without these politicians. And today is the beginning of that revolution.
We are the change. We heard a lot of these students say that on Saturday.
Interesting. You hear the same thing. Wow, almost word for word from all of them. I wonder why that is. I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
A bunch of trite cliches repeated by everyone.
Almost in the exact same order with the exact same in-between words as well.
Well, I mean, the power of influence. If somebody comes up with a good phrase, they all just start using it. It's weird.
I wonder if they can recite history as well. Here's, as they can recite that.
You mentioned Matthew Post, a student board member in Montgomery County. He will be joining us again at 8:15 this morning. Here's the speech that he gave on Saturday.
Yet our politicians still lack the compassion to act. And when that cold inaction that continues to fuel this endless bloodshed churns and churns, it's not difficult to diagnose the moral health problem of this country. Our nation's politics are sick with soullessness, but make no mistake, we are the cure. Where they choose incrementalism, we choose real change. Where they embrace an extremism of complacency, we embrace an extremism of love. Where they believe in the absolutism of an amendment, we believe in the absolutism of human life.
That amendment, what a problem. That amendment getting in the way, the Second Amendment, that's the issue. And he's not the first to voice that. Again, we'll chat with him at 8:15 about that. But a couple of the students voicing displeasure with the Second Amendment, saying it doesn't apply today. It's not applicable anymore.
I just can't. There's so much wrong with it.
Now, the fame from all of this is overwhelming for some of these students, including Sam Fuentes, a Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, a Parkland student, threw up during her speech. Listen to this.
Day in and day out, our kids are getting shot up. And the moment we speak up, we're scolded that we are not old enough. It is as if we need permission to ask our friends not to die. Lawmakers and politicians will scream guns are not the issue, but can't look me in the eye.
This is where she ducks behind the podium. She yaks. Just threw up on international television, and it feels great.
I mean, to sit there, though, and say day in and day out, kids are getting shot up. Not in schools. Not in schools. In Chicago, in Baltimore, and I would even challenge that it's an everyday thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't see them marching for ending the gun violence in Chicago. They only marched after it happened in a suburban white school.
Real quick, here's 9-year-old Yolanda Renee King, Martin Luther King's granddaughter. This has got a lot of attention.
My grandfather had a dream that his 4 little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that enough is enough. And that this should be a gun-free world, period.
Gun-free world. I could hear Bloomberg rattling all the way from here when that happened. More on this in a second, 7:42 on WMAL.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Well, you know this. The best 2 days of owning a timeshare? Day you buy it, day you get rid of it. After suffering through those annual maintenance fees and mortgage payments, sucking hundreds, even thousands of dollars out of your wallet every month, it's safe to say that getting out of your timeshare is something you should celebrate. Just ask Timeshare Freedom Group. If you need to free yourself from your worthless timeshare, you need to call the Timeshare Freedom Group now. Their team of experts can get you out of that contract. Whether you've had it for 30 years or 30 days, Timeshare Freedom Group has helped tens of thousands of people get rid of those pesky timeshares. And Timeshare Freedom Group has a 100% money-back guarantee. If they can't get you out of it, they give you your money back. Pretty simple. Quit paying those bank-breaking annual maintenance fees and outrageous mortgage payments. Take your first step towards celebrating your freedom from spending yet another dollar on that timeshare you hate by calling the Timeshare Freedom Group now at 844-700-4747. That's 844-700-4747. Take it out on those bloodsuckers by calling 844-700-4747.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If
if you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Slow going, Vince, southbound on the Anacostia Freeway from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the bridge. It's a 15-minute trip. It should only take you about five. Southeast-Southwest Freeway, westbound from Pennsylvania Avenue to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Not quite as bad, but still a considerable amount of traffic and very slow. Route 50, westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, a 10-minute trip, twice the normal travel time in Dunfree. 95 northbound at 234. Do watch out for an accident. It has been pushed over to the shoulder. The inner loop of the Beltway from 95, 395 to 66, a 21-minute trip. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, a 28-minute trip. That's about 15 minutes more than it should normally take you. And an accident in Germantown, Century Boulevard, right near Middlebrook Road. Police and the fire department on the scene. This, we are told, is a vehicle into a building, so I suspect it may be there for a while. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good looking Monday morning. We're going to roll it right into the afternoon. We're clear, chilly this morning, sunny and chilly this afternoon. At 52 out there is about 7 degrees below average. Tonight mid-30s, outside the Beltway colder. Tuesday increasing clouds 52, but very mild on Wednesday finally. More clouds day and sun, highs upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
34 degrees in the nation's capital, 747 on WMAL. Cyrus, one of the people who just, those student organizers, they're really incredible, aren't they? They can get in touch with Miley Cyrus and get her out there.
Private jets?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
How do they manage that?
They got private jets donated to you know, bring them in and out, and then a bus that picked them up from
That's
the
true.
Private
yep.
jet under with police to escort them on and off the buses, you know, because they're rock stars now.
All right, well, here's some of those students. Student Ryan Deitch had this idea for how to combat school violence. Listen to how the crowd reacts and then how he twists it on them.
People are out there saying that we need to make America safe again. And I know that we can't. We cannot make America safe again until we arm our teachers. We need to arm our teachers. We need to arm them with pencils, pens, paper, and the money they need. They need that money to support their families and to support themselves before they can support the futures in those classrooms, to support the future that sits down at that desk waiting to learn.
We need to arm them with money? Does this kid polish apples for a living? I mean, this is like, come, what are you
doing? I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, you know, teachers and maybe the teachers' union was maybe behind some
of
the
talking reading into
points.
This.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far to say that. I'm sure these kids all on their own know the budgets of the schools and how much teachers make and whether that's a suitable salary for the area in which they live. I'm sure they're well aware of all of that.
It's pretty far afield from the point of this whole march, but there he goes. He took his opportunity. He's getting straight A's the rest of the year.
They don't go to class.
Here's a Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, Alex Wind. Listen to this. She's expressing something that a lot of the speakers and the attendees expressed.
All it comes down to is life or death. To all the politicians out there, if you take money from the NRA, you have chosen death. If you have not expressed to your constituents a public stance on this issue, you have chosen death. If you do not stand with us by saying we need to pass common sense gun legislation, you have chosen death. And none of the millions of people marching in this country today will stop until they see those against us out of office, because we choose life.
You've chosen death. Planned Parenthood organized the march.
I was just going to say, we choose life, unless it's abortion, in which case, then it's a choice.
Real quick, I met Andrew Pollack on Friday. Here's what he had to say in a video for the Daily Caller. Listen to this.
That sheriff was at that door at the third minute mark before
this guy went up to the third floor. So he told me that he could have saved everybody on that sixth floor, not only my kid, but the others. And my daughter got shot 9 times, 4 times, and then she managed to crawl to the door, and then she put her arms around a freshman. My daughter's 18, senior, and the detective said, Andy, you won't believe it. Your daughter covered this girl in the doorway, and then this guy came and shot my daughter at point blank 5 more times, and the bullets went through my daughter and killed the girl underneath her, too. Why this just waited right out the door, and he let it happen, and now he's retired, and he's going to get his pension and go live in Arizona somewhere.
Andrew Pollack's daughter, Meadow, was killed in Parkland. He wants to harden schools. His view was not represented on Saturday. 751 on WMAL.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-809-7716. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-809-7716. 800-809-7716. 800-809-7716.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? Your doctor said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of spinal fusion procedures, there was a gentle and effective way to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you are back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive surgery using the precision and safety of sound, ultrasound. This highly advanced FDA-approved technology decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain without the need for fusion. Locations in the Washington, D.C. area and Scottsdale, Arizona. Call 888-957-7463, 888-95-SPINE, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review, sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound, ultrasound.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
7:53, now time to check in on how your money's doing with Contessa Brewer at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Wall Street starts a short week as the financial markets are closed for Good Friday and rebound. Futures are much higher, with the Dow poised to rise nearly 400 points at the open this morning. Stocks are coming off their worst week in 2 years last week. Oh, you're paying more at the pump. The Lundberg survey says the average price for a gallon of gas is up 7 cents nationwide in the past 2 weeks at $2.66 a gallon. That's 32 cents more than you were paying this time last year. Facebook took out a full-page ads in newspapers over the weekend apologizing for the data scandal. Remington has officially filed for bankruptcy. The oldest gun maker in the U.S. has been struggling with slow sales, lawsuits after the Sandy Hook school shooting, and big debt. Mystery peeps are back at Walmart ahead of Easter this Sunday. 3 mystery flavors. I don't know about you, but I kind of want to know what I'm tasting before I do that. Pacific Rim Uprising was number one at the box office over the weekend. Number two was Black Panther, which has become the highest grossing superhero movie of all time in North America. I'm Contessa Brewer, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 5 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of April 2nd, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Vince on Bladensburg Road in Northeast. Right after 17th, we have an accident. Police are on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by Page Publishing. Still problematic is Wheeler Road and Barnaby Street Southeast because of some malfunctioning traffic lights. So please treat that intersection as a 4-way stop. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's a 16-minute commute. It should only take you about 10. 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway. Very, very slow. 58 minutes, if you will. Southbound on 270 from 370 to the Beltway. It's a 44-minute trip. Norbeck Road in Rockville. Westbound between Belpre Road and Rocking Spring Drive. An accident. All lanes are blocked. And in Germantown, Century Boulevard near Middlebrook Road. An accident with police and the fire department on the scene. Say, have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Attention, all potential new authors. Call Page Publishing right now for your free book publishing kit. 1-800-470-4833. That's 1-800-470-4833. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Right now, clear sky, winning and clear sky winds through the day. Good looking day. Temperatures trying to come up a few degrees to about 52. Chilly mid-30s tonight. Suburbs even colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
34 degrees in the nation's capital. 7:57 on WMAL.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 5/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Hiring's hard, especially from job boards, but there's a better place to find great talent, and 70% of the U.S. workforce is already there. LinkedIn. As the world's largest professional network, LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates. And businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. Go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL for a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/WMAL. Terms and conditions apply. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, we're going to be joined by Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. We'll talk to her about a whole bunch of things, including the omnibus bill and those gun marches.
Also, a student member of the Montgomery County School Board by the name of Matthew Post was a speaker this weekend at the March for Our Lives. He mentioned stuff about the Second Amendment being inadequate these days. We're going to chat with him, 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The turnover within the Trump administration may continue this week. Sources say the next to go could be Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin.
Shulkin has been at odds with senior management at the VA for months now, publicly accusing Trump political appointees of working to get him fired over policy differences. He's been on thin ice with the president since a damning Inspector General report detailing how Shulkin and his wife used taxpayer dollars for a European trip.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. President Trump says is said to be thinking about expelling more than 20 Russian diplomats after the attempted assassination of a former Russian spy in the UK.
Will the White House expel Russian diplomats from U.S. soil? The National Security Council recommends it, and a number of European countries have already announced they will be doing so. This comes after a former Russian double agent and his daughter were poisoned in England. The U.K. ordered 23 Russian diplomats back to Moscow after concluding Russia was responsible. Governor John Kasich of Ohio.
The Russians and Vladimir Putin, they want to exploit our weaknesses, and not just our weaknesses, but the weaknesses of those in the West. This is very serious business.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
In a long-anticipated 60 Minutes interview, adult film actress Stormy Daniels revealed more details of her alleged affair with Donald Trump in 2006 and explained why she is speaking out now.
I didn't want to kiss and tell and be labeled all the things that I'm being labeled now. I didn't want to take away from the legitimate and legal, I'd like to point out, career that I've worked very hard to establish. And most importantly, I did not want my family and my child exposed to all the things that she's being exposed to right now.
Daniels also says she is not a victim and not part of the Me Too movement. You know those road signs in Virginia saying your speed is being monitored by aircraft? Well, they appear to be more bark than bite.
In Virginia, state law mandates law enforcement spell out every speed enforcement mechanism to drivers.
Speed is checked by radar, by LIDAR, and there's aerial speed enforcement. But everyone just seems to pay attention to the aerial one.
But thanks to budget cuts and staffing shortages, says state police spokeswoman Corinne Geller, it's been at least 5 years since they sent a plane up looking for speeders. The signs, she says, are cheaper to maintain than to replace, but don't get too comfortable on the gas. It could come back.
It's just one of the tools in the toolbox that we can use as granted by the General Assembly. And if we see an opportunity and we see a definite need for it where it's really effective, then we'll do it.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Kids in Loudoun County owe the school system some $20,000 in unpaid meal bills. Now some parents are hoping to raise enough money to foot those bills, the efforts being spearheaded by a former mayor of Purcellville.
While Loudoun is considered the richest county in the United States, there are folks who need help.
Which is why for the second year in a row, Bob Lazaro and another parent started a fundraiser to eliminate school meal debt. Kids who come from a family of four with a yearly income of $45,000 or less qualify for free or reduced lunches. Lazaro says some families make more than that and still struggle.
They're just on the other edge of it, so this is a good opportunity to help out.
Donations are being collected by the Loudoun Education Foundation. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,533, the Nasdaq at 69,93. Sports, the Wizards lose to the Knicks, their third straight defeat. The Caps take on the Rangers tonight. College basketball's Final Four is set with Sunday wins by Kansas and Villanova. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's each win to wrap up the spring training. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's like a bonus tax refund.
That's unbelievable.
You could win $1,000 with four chances each day.
I can't even believe that.
It's $4K a day beginning Thursday on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today, and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing the designs from -40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit and drenching them in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks and detail. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors, perfectly beautiful.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, I suggest to anyone traveling southbound on 270 from 121 to the Beltway, please pack your patience. It's a 62-minute commute. In the district, Bladensburg Road Northeast, right after 17th, there's a crash. Police are there. As for Wheeler Road Southeast,